My Ace is a song about vampire sex. You know what?
That, by the way, was my wedding song.
You don't choose the path, sometimes you just have to do it. You guys have really been such a great crowd tonight. A lot of times, like, we're fighting over the noise of the crowd, and that's fine if you guys want to talk and have fun, but it means a lot to us that you've been sitting here listening. We really do love what we do, and we want to be able to share. I think you're lucky if you can do the thing that you love for a living, and if you can do the thing that you love for a living with your friends, man, what an extra bonus that is. And if you can actually love the thing that you do, it just takes it to another level. I don't know if any of the songs that I've ever been a part of writing will be around after I'm gone, but I think if anyone will, I think it'll be this song. There was a short little girl from Jersey that showed up at my house 10 years ago named Christina Perry, and she was covered in tattoos, and I think in the first two sentences that we spoke, I think she cursed, and I was like, oh, I like him a lot. And we really hit it off. She's been my little sister for the last 10 years. And we had a chance to go see a screening of one of the Twilight movies before it came out to write a song for it. And those movies don't make any sense at all to me, I'm gonna be honest. I don't get it. I'm grateful for it, but I don't get it. I'm told that if you read the books, that it's really great. I'm gonna get around to it one of these days, maybe. But we went to see this screening, and the movie wasn't done yet. Before, they were like, hey, some of the post isn't done for the movie yet, but you'll get the essence of it. I was like, I don't know what's going on in the first couple of movies. There's moments where, like, people who are, like, wearing green suits, like, with little wolf heads popping out of the forest. I'm almost laughing. There's a small group of us in this screening room, so I'm just trying to keep it together. And I look over at Christina, and she is bawling. She is just, it really mattered to her.
So we go back to this vampire sex.
The vampire sex, I guess. So we go back to the studio, which is a room in my house, and I'm sitting there.
The word studio is like quick quotes around the word studio. What are you doing today, Brett?
I'm in the studio.
In the studio, it's serious business. I'm arriving today. And I was like, all right, so tell me the story. And so she walks me through like a 2-hour, like, this is the story of this love that's been culminating for all these books. And I must say, I got the feels, I get it now, I'm kind of into it. The movies are weird, but still, I'm into it, I like it. We wrote this sweet little song, and like a lot of times in our sessions, like, we ended it and we were like, high five, that was great. And I got a text yesterday from a good friend of mine who is in Italy, and she was at a wedding yesterday, or a few days ago on Saturday, and they played this song at the wedding, and for your wedding, they played this song, and I don't, what a crazy job this is, like, that people choose that the art that we make is part of their story. So, I don't know, so this is a song called 1,000 Years. Thank you guys.